From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
It was an act of pure evil.
President Donald Trump at the South Lawn of the White House on Monday, remembering the attack, the worst mass shooting in American history in Las Vegas on Sunday night. At least 58 people are dead and 515 people wounded.
Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss.
Police and federal investigators still do not have a motive for why 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Paddock shot from a hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, located across the street from the outdoor concert. One off-duty police officer was among those killed, and another two on-duty officers were injured. Paddock was found dead in his hotel room. It's believed he killed himself. Police found at least 10 rifles in his home and many more in his hotel room and many more in a search of his home. People are waiting online for as long as 8 hours in Las Vegas to donate blood to the victims of the shooting. The Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo is now saying that along with the 19 weapons found in the hotel room, 18 more guns, explosives, and thousands of rounds of ammunition were found in Paddock's home in Mesquite, Nevada. Along with gunshot wounds, many people were injured by being trampled and trying to climb over fences to get away. This is VOA News. More than 16 people are reported dead in twin suicide attacks on a police station in Syria's capital, Damascus. Syria's interior minister told reporters that two terrorists attacked the police station in the Al-Midan neighborhood of Damascus with a number of bombs on Monday before one of them blew himself up. He said the other bomber made it inside the compound where police killed him, causing his bomb to explode. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the granting of asylum to people fleeing war and persecution is eroding, as states increasingly use refugees as a political football to further their local and national interests. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva at the opening of the UNHCR's annual week-long refugee conference.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a record 65.6 million people were forcibly displaced by war and persecution worldwide at the end of last year, including 22.5 million refugees who had crossed international borders. In a somber assessment of the current global situation, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi notes in just 5 weeks, 500,000 Rohingya refugees have fled terrifying violence in Myanmar.
Principled leadership has frequently given way to an erosion of refugee rights, driven by confused and sometimes frightened public opinions, often stirred up by irresponsible politicians.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A roadside bomb in Iraq has killed an American service member and wounded one other. The bomb struck the Americans' vehicle late Sunday as they were traveling in a convoy north of Tikrit. More than 5,000 American troops are in Iraq to advise and assist the Iraqi military and Kurdish Peshmerga forces who are battling to retake parts of their country from Islamic State militants. And our top story of the day, police in Las Vegas, Nevada, say a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 59 people and wounding more than 515 others. It's the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Police are identifying the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a white male from Mesquite, Texas. They entered the man's hotel room and found him dead. They believe Paddock killed himself. They also found numerous weapons in his room and in his home. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.